We are all unique, and how each of us moves through life by working with the unseen, spiritual parts of us looks different. If one way you access support is through books, and you haven't tried the Soulquake Survival Guide yet, today's a great day to try it before you buy it. Head to the show notes where I have a link for you to receive a free PDF of the first chapter. Enjoy the first chapter, and if you love it, you can find it on Amazon worldwide in paperback, audio, and ebook. Your journey matters, my friend, and reviving your connection to spirit in earth-shaking times can be a game changer. If you've wondered, how does the cosmos and all that astrology weird stuff affect us? And what's up with this upcoming total solar eclipse on April 8th, 2024? Well, I wanted to share a bit about the importance of this upcoming eclipse and how it may affect you. So I have been for years dabbling in all kinds of different things. I've done mediumship, channeling, tarot, and one area is through astrology. And for myself, through astrology, it's not only been a love of, you know, learning about the planets and the energies, but it's also been a feeling. So when I was studying astrology quite a few years back, gosh, I don't know how many years back now, maybe 8 or 9 or so. No, it wasn't that long ago, but it was a couple of years back. I recognized, and the big thing that really hit me was in 2012, there was a transit. I don't know if you remember hearing about this or not, but it's when Venus went in front of the sun. It was on June 6, 2012. I remember the day well because this day lit my inner fire up. I'm talking, something just went. And from that moment on, for the next 5 years, I did things to prepare for leaving my current situation and my partner and moving into a new area of life. I closed my massage therapy practice. I did all kinds of things. It was one after another. But that event on June 6, 2012, started everything for me. So in feeling and understanding for myself how some of these major transits affect me personally has made such a difference with me understanding about the astrology realm, because it's a big realm, right? Like there's all kinds of astrology. The ones I dabbled in was evolutionary astrology and shamanic astrology, but there's like Vedic, there's, you know, all kinds of other, you name it, that people have come up and created different types of astrology. And also back to the beginning of just regular tropic astrology. See, I don't remember what it's called because there's so many of them. But what I want to share with you is this upcoming one on April 8th and the importance of it. There's quite a variety of aspects that I'm not going to go into because it's too detailed as far as, you know, knowing all the details. But what I want to share with you, listener, is a contemplation about this solar eclipse. So for one thing, the eclipse is going to cross parts of Mexico up through Texas and over to the East Coast. So it's going west to east. And this is a total solar eclipse, meaning that the sun will be completely covered by the moon, and there'll be a path of totality that'll last over 4 minutes. This is a really long one that's going to go all across the area. And then from there, spread out, you know, you'll be able to see partial eclipse and et cetera. But the energy behind this, so it's in the sign of Aries. And if you have no idea besides what your sun sign is, if you don't know like what planets are in your birth chart in Aries, you can go online, you can go to all kinds of places and you can get a free birth chart. I deal with a couple of astrologers. One is Chiron Yang, and one I love also in England is Pam Gregory. And you can go to her website and she actually has a free natal chart there also. So once you, if you want to go deeper into this, you can look up where is Aries in your chart and what planets, you know, do you have the moon? Is your sun in Aries? What is in Aries that might be triggered, stimulated, activated? That's the word I want, activated during this specific total solar eclipse. So for myself, I have quite a bit of Aries in the 11th house. And my Aries is, it's going to hit my, my Chiron, which is my wounded parts of me. It's going to hit my North Node, which is my projection into the future, and a couple other things too. But the importance of where it hits in your chart, and honestly, if you, again, if you don't know what your chart is, it's okay, because you may be feeling it. You may be getting a sense of, oh boy, this is what's happening. Because during eclipses, they are times when things end and things begin, and it happens very quickly. There is a window, a shadow window, that happens with eclipses, like about a month before, and it can last up to 6 months or longer afterwards. And this one being a very intense super moon, close, which means that the moon is closer to the Earth, that it's going to be going out for quite a while. One thing I really want to share about this eclipse is, like a lot of things in our lives, things come in cycles. Things happen again and again and again. You may have noticed that. A lot of times it's the doom and gloom crap, right? So when I think of doom and gloom, and I think of, like, you know, the cycles of things, I think about, okay, let's say back to the plague or the Black Death, okay? Then there was the Spanish flu. Then there was COVID. So there's always something of that realm cycling through for us to learn and grow from, and to see what we do with it, right? And also, I guess, to have people exit the planet, which was some of that COVID thing back in 2020 and 2021. So cycles come with the planets. And so this specific transit on the 8th of April, 2024, is 19 degrees of Aries. And I was recently listening to Pam Gregory, who shared that in the year of 2005, this specific same exact, it's maybe like a degree off of eclipse happened in Aries at that time. So she asked us, the listeners, to, and I ask you, the listeners, to think back to 2005 and what happened that year for you. So as soon as she asked this question, I tuned in to 2005, and a lot of times, you know, there's a lot of things that happen, right? The first thing I picked up was I saw my Reiki certification for Reiki 1. I did that in 2005. And then right after that, I was reminded that that was a year I started. I went through massage therapy, got my certification, and then opened my business that year. So that was a huge, huge opening for me. And so that is something I want to share with you on this this real short mini morsel episode, is just think about and contemplate and see if you can remember, or if you know what, if you can't really remember, just ask your damn guidance, okay, people? That's what happened to me. Just go, okay, 2005, take a breath in, take a breath out, and just ask your guidance to come in close and just see what comes into your mind. If you can't remember specifics, because sometimes, like I said, I can't. And it just kind of popped in that I saw the Reiki certification and remembered that, I indeed finished massage therapy school that year and started my business. So that's important because, to me, it's important because it gives a time frame of, you know, there's some new coming with this eclipse. And back to the doom and gloom that a lot of people like to talk about, the anxiety, the fears, there can be good things too. And there's a lot of good things. So I really want to inspire through enthusiasm, since obviously that's what I'm all about, to look at what things occurred in 2005, what things ended, what things opened for you. And then just take another deep breath and embrace what's coming for you this year in 2024 with the April 8th total solar eclipse in Aries. And I wish you the best of all that's coming, because I know that myself and a lot of other people I've been talking to have been really feeling a lot of shifts, feeling newness, feeling honestly excited. I don't care what's going on in the world. I'm excited for my part in it. I'm excited for your part in it, listeners. And it's going to be great. So now, of course, you know, there's ups and downs too, but or there may be challenges and maybe things that end and then things that open that are great. So anyway, that's where I want to really, I wanted to share this real quick with you today because it's coming up and it is a big deal. And it can be a game changer for, you know, for your life, for what's happening, for new openings and new endings. And I hope wherever you're at on April 8th, I'll tell you where I'm going to be at. I'm going to be at Disneyland with my mentor, Shawnee Taylor, riding the ride and having the time of our lives. And I was initially going to go and see the total eclipse in Arkansas. But I said, then I had to move some things around because Shawnee's having an event in Los Angeles. And I said, let's go to Disneyland. So that's where I'm going to be on April 8th, is having the time of my life with my mentor and a few other amazing souls. So I hope wherever you're at, and I hope whatever you are doing on April 8th, it's amazing. It's filled with enthusiasm. And you have a phenomenal next few months after this with the energies and all that's coming. And just remember, everybody, even though there's doom and gloom, there's a lot of positive going on right now too. And so with that, I'll leave you. Thanks again for just tuning in for a few moments and getting some insights on this upcoming eclipse and the dynamic energies that's going to be heading our way, which is actually already heading our way. We'll be feeling more soon. Okay, everyone, take care and I'll be back soon. And hey, just remember that life is too short to not be enthusiastic about your unique journey. Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.